Evelyn Cabrera Heatwall loves plays, comedies, and musicals. She's seen Jersey Boys, Wicked, and the Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
It's exciting because the music in itself is wonderful. I love the music.
But she says it can be frustrating. Cabrera Heatwall is totally blind. When something visually important happens on stage, her husband Ray fills in the blanks as best he can.
You know, seeing something for the first time, it's hard to know where to focus your attention. Yeah. And it's very hard to describe when people are dancing because I don't know the technical terms for what they're doing. It's hard to describe their costumes.
When a visual prank happens, Cabrera Heatwall's left wondering, what's the joke? Until Ray leans in to describe it.
I'm like, Ray, what's happening? I get all excited and whatever. And he'll try to explain to me, well, they just fell or whatever. And then, you know, everybody's finished. And then I'm there like laughing and trying not to be, stand out in the public. So.
And the other challenge with that is Evelyn has a bit of a hearing impairment.
Yeah.
So when there is background noise, it's really hard for her to hear what I'm saying. So I'm trying to give a loud stage whisper. And then, it's frustrating because there's just a balance that we need to attain. And it's really hard sometimes to find that.
But now there's a new way for residents to experience the theater in Richmond, live audio description. The initiative was launched by the nonprofit Virginia Voice and is a partnership with the Virginia Repertory Theater. Jennifer Cunningham is Director of Development at Virginia Voice, and Jim Wark is CEO.
Audio description has been taking place in other metropolitan areas for some time, and we really recognize the need. We are a big arts community, and why not make it accessible for all? So when we discovered the need for audio access, we jumped right on it, and we see that we can provide audio access to many cultural events moving forward.
It's in our wheelhouse to do this, because what Virginia Voice is about is providing equitable access to things that are not easily accessible to people with vision impairment. And live theater, it allows people with vision impairment to decide to or not to go to the theater. In other words, to have the exact same rights that everybody else does when it comes to these shared cultural experiences.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
At the Virginia Repertory Theater, founding producer Bruce Miller invites a group into the lobby.
Now, there's a great big column here. Use your canes, otherwise you're going to run into a column. Okay?
Tonight's performance is Mary Poppins, and the guests are going on a pre-show tactile tour. Actors come out and say hello using the accents of their characters.
I am dressed as a chimney sweep, so we probably talk a bit like this, and we sweep chimneys.
Guests can feel the patchwork of the chimney sweep's vest, the teddy bear's soft fur, and the statue Neleus's bulging muscles.
And so you can feel his arms and feel how we pad.
Assume they're real.
Miller also brings out some important props. The first one is Mary Poppins' umbrella.
She has a parrot head on the handle of her umbrella. Now, that's never even mentioned in the play, and no one else in the audience gets to feel the parrot. You're the only ones. I'm going to start right here.
Just to repeat whatever you say.
And you can, it does not repeat what you say.
There's lots of laughter and a feeling of joy and anticipation in the crowded lobby just outside the theater. This part of the program gives the group a much better sense of what will be happening on stage. As the orchestra warms up, the group takes their seats. Each has a wireless device with an earpiece. Jim Wark helps them get set up.
And did you all figure out how to turn it on?
Upstairs, in a darkened balcony, volunteers Katie Heunekens and Alex Wiles, also a WCVE employee, sit before pages of notes and the play's script. They also have a steno mask, a microphone fitted into a padded mouthpiece that's connected to a wireless transmitter.
The Banks home is depicted on a massive rotating set piece. All scene changes for this show will be taking place in the dark.
Heinekens provides the pre-show description, sharing precise and vivid details about the set, scenery, props, and costumes. This is what the guests down below hear through their earpiece.
The front door will be on your left. Next to that are hooks for hanging coats and a fireplace. High above the fireplace is a large six-paned window.
Heinekens points out that when Bert sweeps chimneys, he wears red and black, that a pocket watch chain drapes from Mr. Banks' breast pocket, and Mary Poppins always stands with her heels together, toes pointed out.
Her makeup is simple. A little blush, bright red lips that are always pursed in a half smile. Her hair is pulled back elegantly into a bun. Then at work, she dons a starched white pinafore apron.
When the show gets underway, Alex Wiles describes the visual elements of what's happening on stage.
I'm like the play-by-play guy on a sports broadcast.
Wiles has to do a careful dance, choosing key visual elements and slipping in between dialogue and vocals.
A chimney sweep's broom appears out of a chimney on a rooftop. Bert appears up out of the chimney, climbs up on the edge, looks out at the audience.
Winds in the east, there's a mist coming in.
From Spoonful of Sugar to Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, the live audio description gives the guests a fuller view of what's happening on stage.
The actors dance up and down the aisles, jumping up and down, their funny colored wigs bouncing up and down, spotlights still twirling all around the theater. Bert gestures to the word which is projected on a screen. The actors do high kicks in the rows. They throw confetti into the air. It's pink and purple and green and blue, multicolored confetti falling down into the audience.
Well, the show is so good.
At intermission, Scott Saunders and Franklin Nixon were smiling.
And she's doing a wonderful job explaining it in the earpiece. It also is nice to know, like, when to clap, because she says when the scenes change and stuff like that.
And the key is to have someone that's describing the play to, you know, not be dry and be animated and really get you into it, because that helps a lot.
We knew there were people out there who wanted to have a more full experience.
After being approached by Virginia Voice about the project, the reps, Bruce Miller, jumped right in.
As theater artists, our goal is to make sure that everyone in the audience has the opportunity to participate fully in the experience. I believe in theater, I truly do. And I believe in the opportunity that theater has to transform lives and elevate lives and, you know, cause excitement. And so making that available to everyone is a really great thing for me.
Thinking about Mary Poppins and the pre-show tactile tour, he put himself in the shoes of a child with vision impairments. He thought, what if they could experience that magical moment when Mary flies across the stage?
And feel the individual actually leave the earth, you know, then that would give them a sense of what the rest of the audience is seeing. Because there's always that little bit of a, you know, when that happens. And so that's what I thought of. I thought of the kids having their fingers on Mary Poppins' skirt as she begins her flight, and then having a fuller sense of what that actually feels like in the physical world as it happens in the play.
Virginia Voice and the Rep started this pilot program with Shakespeare in Love. During the tactile tour, Bruce Miller brought the guests up on the stage, which resembled the Globe Theatre in London.
And they got to touch the set as suddenly this whole huge set started to move, and they could feel the breeze that it caused, and they could put their foot just a few, you know, another few inches forward and feel the floor revolving. And being there with them when it happened, was so great, because you start to experience this show that you know. You start to experience it in a different way, because these people are feeling the movement of the set in a way that I had begun to take for granted, because I just saw it every day and I know how it works. And suddenly the set starts to move and everybody's going, ah, you know, it was a real thrill. And that's the type of thing that makes you go, this is really worth it.
Oh my gosh. That was like being, for me personally, it reminded me of when I was a little kid and did some performances at a school for blind children where I grew up.
Evelyn Cabrera-Heatwall and her husband, Ray, were at that performance. It was a captivating experience for both of them.
The set actually does move throughout the performance, and we were able to, they moved it manually for us so we could get a sense of how it feels when it moves, but we got to touch the beams on the sets. We saw, you know, balconies and doors and all of those kinds of things. So it's just nice to be able to put your hands on those things, because if you can't see, and one of the only ways that you can see is through touching, then that it just makes it much more real for the participants.
That was the very first for me, and I just felt excited, because for me that's just another door opening regarding accessibility. You can go and actually do what everybody else is doing and enjoy it without having to, you know, always ask, can you, you know, for help, so to speak, for a narration. So I felt independent. I was just so excited about the whole experience. It was the very first time that I was able to sit there and know that I was going to enjoy and totally get the feedback, the information I needed to be able to enjoy a performance.
The nearly 40-year-old Virginia Voice provides reading services for people with blindness and visual impairments. It's available online and through a special radio receiver that picks up a signal through WCVE's non-broadcast bandwidth, what's also called a subcarrier transmission. 24/7 programming includes volunteers reading magazine articles and the newspaper, conducting interviews, and sharing literature.
When we think about like ADA and we think about, you know, access, we tend to think maybe a little too much exclusively about ramps and railings. And that's all really important, believe me. I mean, access to buildings is where a lot of these things start. But things like this program, access to information, access to shared cultural experiences, I think that the arts is a great place to look when you're looking for ways to increase access and, you know, sports and, you know, a lot of things that I think we think of maybe as amenities. But they're really much more than amenities. They're the things that we share as a community and as a culture. So inclusiveness, I think, in arts performances, in sporting events, in government meetings, I think that there's room for improvement across the board.
The organization's live audio description theater initiative is still in the pilot phase. Jim Wark and Jennifer Cunningham say they'll offer it at Signature Rep performances in 2018. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.